林信米他回国卫生工作的时间是在祖前的444年。
So the time that the year that Nehemiah went back to do the work of God was 444 BC.
距离我们现在2466年。
And it is 2,466 years away from us today.
这么遥远的年代，这么广大的空间的距离，那个时候尼希米已经觉得爱神。
This is such a great distance in time and space, and we know that at that time Nehemiah loved God greatly.
他的感动是从一则坏消息开始。
He was moved by a piece of bad news.
因为他听见他的故乡耶路撒冷的城墙被拆毁。
When he heard about his homeland Jerusalem and how the walls had been taken down of the city.
城门被火焚烧。
And how the gates of the city were destroyed by fire.
耶路撒冷他的同胞受尽了凌辱。
His brethren in Jerusalem were shamed.
他听到这个消息就哀伤多日。
When he heard about this, he mourned for days.
在不知道怎么做的时候，他就跪下来祷告。
When he did not know what to do, he knelt down to pray.
今天在教会里面，我们也看到很多信仰的城墙似乎快要被拆掉。
In the church today, we can see that there are many walls of faith that seem like it's about to collapse.
有一些家庭信仰的门已经被烧掉了。
Some of the gates of faith of families have been burned.
家里的人在这个破口底下呢，可能遭受了魔鬼的凌辱。
And through this breach, the family members have been affected by the devil.
这些都是值得我们去关怀我们应该要来爱他们来关怀他们。
We need to show concern and love to these people.
很多时候我们在教会里面都在等神兴起他的工人。
Oftentimes we are waiting for God to raise up his workers in the church.
其实神在等尼希米出现。
God was waiting for Nehemiah to appear.
我们大家都立志来做尼希米。
Let us all resolve to be Nehemiah.
当尼希米出现的时候，神感动他，要他做了很多工作。
When Nehemiah appeared, God moved him to do much work.
我们来从第二章来看。
Let us read from chapter two.
这个第二章就是他有一个机会能够回到自己的国家为神做一些事情。
In chapter two, he has the opportunity to return back to his homeland to work for God.
第二章第一节。
Chapter two, verse one.
亚达薛西王20年尼散月这是主前的444年大概是四月之间。
In the month of Nisan, in the 20th year of King Artaxerxes, this was in the year 444 BC, about the fourth month of the year.
他是从亚达薛西王的20年基斯流月听到消息就开始祷告。
So he heard of this news early on and had been praying.
那个基斯流月呢，就是西洋历的12月。
So in the month of Chislev, which was the 12th month.
现在这个尼散月是西洋历的四月。
And now in the month of Nisan, it was the 4th month.
那我们可能会想说，他怎么从十二月这个祷告到同一年的四月呢？
We might wonder how he could pray from the 12th month until the 4th month of the same year.
亚达薛西王他即位是以波斯的月历来即位的，他就是西洋历的七月，他开始当王。
So according to the Persian calendar, the king Artaxerxes became king in the 7th month.
所以呢，到了十二月西洋历的十二月就是他的基斯流月。
So in the 12th month, when it was the month of Chislev.
那这个尼散月就是西洋历的四月。
Whereas Nisan was the 4th month.
所以其实是过了。西洋历的一个年度。
So a year had passed.
那么他的年度呢，登基当王是从阳历的七月开始算。
He had become king in the 7th month.
所以这个时候应该是主前的444年的三四月之间我们把那个讲义改一下。
This was in the year 444 BC in the 3rd or 4th month.
他从主前的445年的十二月。 祷告到阳历的444年的四月，所以祷告了四个月的时间。
He had been praying from the year 445 BC in the 12th month until 444 BC in the fourth month. So he had been praying for 4 months.
他有一个强烈的心要回国来修造这个城墙。
He had a strong resolve to return to his homeland to rebuild the wall.
我们从他后来对这个王提出一些要求，就可以知道他一直在准备，他要回国。
From the request he made to the king later, we can see that he was preparing to return.
这种强烈的爱神爱国的心一直在他内在里面。
He had a strong love for God and his country.
但是当他不知道怎么做的时候，他能够做的就是祷告。
When he did not know what to do, all he could do was pray.
那我们再想一想，尼希米那个时候应该也算是中年的这个年纪了。
If we think about it, Nehemiah would have been in his middle ages.
他能够力争上游，表现优良，被王信任当酒政。
He was able to have a good character, and he was trusted by the king to be the cupbearer.
他有他的前途无限的光明。
He had a bright future.
他有荣华富贵可以享用不尽。
He had glory and riches that he could enjoy.
但是这一些他都愿意为神把它放掉。
But for God's sake, he was willing to let these things go.
而他的国家是岌岌可危这个城墙被拆毁了，他回去是没有什么希望。
His country was in a hopeless state.
可是他愿意跟他的同胞一起受。
But he was willing to suffer with his brethren.
要一起去面对这个艰难。
To face this difficulty together.
要为神来吃苦。
To suffer for God.
那么他本来是没有忧虑的。
He had no worries before.
你看看，他说在王面前摆酒，我拿起酒来奉给王，我素来在王面前没有愁容。
He talked about how he took up the wine and gave it to the king. Now he had not been sad in his presence.
虽然身在异乡但是荣华富贵集于一身。
Even though he was living in a foreign land, he enjoyed riches.
他平常既无远虑，也没有近忧
He had no worries.
他每天可以快乐的生活。
He could live happily day by day.
当然在神在王面前不可以有愁容
In the presence of the king, he could not show a sad face.
那当然我们可以知道说他的生活是无忧无虑。
We could see that he had no worries.
那自从他听到那个坏消息
After he heard of the bad news.
那城墙被拆毁，城门被火烧，他就开始悲哀了。
He began to mourn when he heard that the wall had been taken down and that the gates had been burned.
他是为神哀伤，为国家哀伤。
He mourned for God, he mourned for his country.
我们是不是爱神？
Do we love God?
爱教会。
Do we love the church?
我们听到一些教会的消息，我们会忧虑，我们会哀伤。
Do we mourn and weep when we hear about news within the church?
因为我们跟他有一体的关系。
We have a connection of the body.
弟兄姐妹的难处就是我们的难处。
So the difficulties our brethren experience is also our difficulties.
有些弟兄姐妹我们并不一定很熟悉。
We may not be very familiar with some brothers and sisters.
但是因为我们爱神。
But because we love God.
我们也爱神所生的。
Then we love those God had born.
我们也爱教会。
We love the church.
我们听到很多消息。
We hear a lot of news.
我们会知道很多的状况。
We know about different situations.
那有些人当成马耳东风不关我的事。
Some people may treat it as something that does not relate to them.
但尼希米就不一样。
But Nehemiah was different.
国家的事就是我的事。
The matters of the country were his matters.
百姓的困难就是我的困难。
The difficulties of the people were his difficulties.
他是一个敬畏神的人。
He feared God.
各位弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters,
我们把教会的心、教会的事情放在我们的心上。
We need to place the matters of the church upon our own hearts.
如果我们是真基督徒
，If we are true Christians,
我们是真信主的
，If we truly believe in the Lord,
我们的心会很真的来爱这个教会。
Then our heart will truly love this church.
他本来无忧无虑的生活，现在如今为了神爱神，所以他要哀伤。
He had a life without worries, but for God's sake, he mourned.
他放掉了原来高官厚禄的这样生活。
He let go of his lofty position.
我们来想想，他回到耶路撒冷一定要从零开始。
If we think about it, when he returned to Jerusalem, he would start from nothing.
以他中年的年纪来讲，要重新创业是很艰难。
And with his age, it would be difficult to start anew.
好不容易在波斯国所建立的这个事业的基础呢？ 整个要放掉。
He had to let go of the career foundation he had built in Persia.
他不是在忧愁他的事业要从头开始，他在忧愁这个国家没有人去关心。
But he was not mourning that he had to start anew. He was mourning because there was no one who could care for the country.
啊，我们的忧愁是为了什么？
What do we worry about?
也可以看出我们对神的爱。
From this, we can see the love we have towards God.
那我们从这里也可以知道啊。
From this, we also know.
他祷告四个月。
He prayed for 4 months.
啊，一开始在第一章的第四节就提到啊。
In chapter 1, verse 4, and mentioned.
当他听到这个消息的时候，就坐下哭泣，悲哀几日。
As soon as he heard these words, he sat down and wept and mourned for days.
经过四个月的祷告，到底有什么改变呢？
What change happened after 4 months of praying?
他的心平静了。
His heart became at peace.
止住哀伤。
He stopped mourning.
我们看到教会需要我们为他出一点力量的时候，我们的哀伤要止住，我们不要情绪起伏太大。
When we see the effort that is required of us for the church, we need to control our emotions.
如果我们一直哀伤啊，到或者后来没有力量。
If we continue to mourn, then we will be left without strength.
我们难过五分钟就好了。
Let us be upset for 5 minutes.
啊，如果我们的难过呢难以止住，就把它带到祷告里头。
And if we are unable to control our sadness, let us bring it into prayer.
尼希米的哀伤是极大的。
Nehemiah's sorrow was great.
因为好不容易神让他的百姓能够回到故乡去。
God finally let his people return to their homeland.
未来这个国家的命脉就是靠这些人去传承。
And the continuation of this country laid in the hands of these people.
哦，在神的带领底下，让他们能够回国。
Under God's guidance, they were able to return to their country.
重建圣殿也完成了。
And they were able to rebuild the temple.
那现在没有城，这个城墙被拆毁，城门也被烧了，这个圣殿就岌岌可危啊。
Now, since the walls had been taken down and the gates were burned, the temple was in danger.
所以他的难处很大。
He faced great difficulty.
当然，他的哀伤就很大。
And that is why he was very sorrowful.
但是经过四个月的祷告。
But after praying for 4 months.
啊，有没有什么改变呢？
Was there a change?
他的困难没有改变。
His difficulty didn't change.
哦，城墙依然是被拆毁的。
Because the wall was still down.
哦，城门依然是被烧，还没有重新建起来。
And the gate was still burned; it had not been rebuilt.
他的同胞继续要受很大的凌辱。
And his brothers and sisters were still facing great shame.
就是一个祷告的考验呐。
This was a test of prayer.
哦，一个懂得祷告的人当然是很难得。
It is hard to come by somebody who knows how to pray.
他把困难带到祷告当中来。
He brought his issues into prayer.
但是日子一天一天过去了。
And as days passed by.
四个月就是120个日子。
4 months is 120 days.
每一天都是在考验。
Each day was a test.
每天都有期待，但是每天都落空。
Each day he had hope, but his hope was unrealized.
啊，所以明天的考验会比今天更大。
So the test for the next day would be greater than the previous.
但这个时间拉得越长的时候，他受考验的心啊，就受到更大的煎熬。
And as the days grew on, his heart would have been more, he would have found more pressure.
祷告四个月。
He prayed for 4 months.
困难依然在。
And the difficulty remained.
没有说他开始祷告，困难就解决。
It was not that the difficulty was solved when he started to pray.
这就是考验呐。
This is a test.
在马太福音十五章里面呢，耶稣，在传福音的过程呢，有一个迦南的妇人来找他。
In Matthew chapter 15 is a recording of a Canaanite woman who came to find Jesus when he was preaching.
我们来看马太福音的十五章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 15.
这真的是一个信心的考验。
This is indeed a test of faith.
十五章的二十一节。
Chapter 15, verse 21.
那个时候，主耶稣他退到推罗西顿啊，就是以色列北部哈，已经进到外邦的这个土地上去了。
At that time, Jesus had withdrew to the district of Tyre and Sidon. This is the northern area, and it is a Gentile land.
22节
Verse 22.
有一个迦南妇人，这就是未信主的，是犹太人以外的人呐。
There was a Canaanite woman, so she was not a Jew. She was a Gentile.
她喊着话说：“主啊，大卫的子孙，可怜我。”
She cried out, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David."
一个外族人竟然认识耶稣，他就是大卫的子孙。
A Gentile person knew that Jesus was the descendant of David.
就表示说他也能够从先知的预言来认识耶稣，他相信耶稣。
that showed that she was able to know and believe in Jesus through the prophecies of a prophet. Her difficulties were not able to be solved by others. Her daughter was severely oppressed by a demon. Jesus began to test her faith. Jesus did not answer her a word. Our Lord does not refuse anyone. He is meek.
但是这位柔和谦卑、慈悲怜悯的主呢，他有一时之间呢，他不答任何一句话。
He is gentle and humble and merciful, but at this moment in time, he gave no answer.
那个妇人她的哀求何等的恳切。
This woman was so earnest in her pleas.
她很值得去同情的。
She deserved mercy.
她信仰上的认知很正确。
And she had correct understanding and faith.
她哀求得很殷切。
She was very earnest in her pleas.
那为什么耶稣一言不答？
Why was it that Jesus did not answer?
这是一种静默祷告以后啊，这个问题都没有解决的一种静默的考验呢。
This is a test when there is silence after a prayer has been made.
主耶稣没有说话，倒是他的门徒说了一些话。
Jesus didn't speak, but his disciples did.
他的门徒就近前来说。
The disciples drew near and said,
这个妇人在我们后头喊叫，主啊，把她打发走吧。
This woman has been crying out after us, send her away.
耶稣没有说话，他的门徒说话。他的门徒说话是说要把这个人赶走。
Jesus did not say anything, but his disciples did, and what they said was that she should be sent away.
这是第二个考验。
This was the second test.
耶稣没有说话，倒是旁边的人说了很多的杂音。
Jesus said nothing, but the people around said much.
好，第三个。
Thirdly.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
主耶稣就说：“我奉差遣不过是到以色列家迷失的羊那里去。”
Jesus said, I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Jesus had a progression in his work. He was refusing her. He said, you are not included, and it's not your turn yet. I believe this was a test.
你看，通通没有答应他。
He did not agree.
三个考验呢。
Three tests.
好，那看二十五节。
Verse 25.
那个妇人就来拜他说：“主啊，帮助我。”
But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me."
好，二十六节。
26.
第四个考验。
The fourth test.
耶稣回答说：“不要拿儿女的饼丢给狗吃。”
And he answered, "It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs."
这个狗是家里的狗。
The dogs are the dogs in a household.
耶稣并不是要把这个妇人比喻成像那个卑贱被人轻视的那个狗。
Lord Jesus is not comparing the woman to a lowly dog that people look down upon.
家里的狗也是主人要先吃了以后才轮到它。
It is referring to a pet dog which would eat after the master.
四个考验。
The fourth test.
耶稣都没有答应。
Jesus never agreed.
但是你看二十七节。
But in verse 27.
妇人说：“主啊，不错，但是狗也吃它主人桌上掉下来的渣儿。”
She said, "Yes, Lord."Yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table.
28节。
28.
耶稣很惊讶。
Jesus was surprised.
就说，妇人，你的信心是大的。
Jesus answered her, O woman, great is your faith.
那耶稣既然说她的信心是大的，就给她大恩典呢。
Since Jesus agreed that her faith was great, he gave her great grace.
要得到大恩典，就是信心要大。
If you want to receive great grace, you need to have great faith.
信心要大是要经过考验。
And great faith needs to be able to endure tests.
要经过主耶稣一言不答的这个考验。
You need to endure the test of Jesus not answering.
要经过主耶稣没有说话什么话，旁边的人很多的杂音发出来。
The test of Jesus not answering while other people spoke a lot.
在时间上的延迟，在对象上的拒绝，这个都是对他来讲是考验。
There was a delay in time and also a refusal. These were all tests.
越考验信心就越成长。
The more she was tested, the more faith grew.
然后就被主耶稣来认同她的信心。
And then her faith was acknowledged by Jesus.
这个尼希米啊，他祷告四个月啊。
Nehemiah prayed for 4 months.
他的问题一点都没有松动。
And his problem did not loosen up.
他的问题都没有，一直都没有往好的方向在发展。
His problem did not progress in a more positive way.
但是这个四个月的祷告到底改变了什么呢？
What did these 4 months of praying change?
让他哀伤变成安静。
It changed his mourning into quietness.
我们再回到尼希米记第二章看一下。
Let us turn back to Nehemiah chapter 2.
他依然照常做他每天该做的工作。
He continued to do the work every day.
他不能坐下哭泣哀伤多时，然后呢，以至于该做的工作都不做了。
He could not sit and weep, so that he would not do the work that he ought to do.
当他开始祷告的时候，其实他自己会改变。
When he started to pray, he changed.
环境困难还没有改变，但他自己已经先改变了。
Before the environmental difficulty changed, he changed.
因为祷告之后，他获得了一种安定的力量。
Because through prayer, he obtained a stability.
他接受信心的考验。
He endured this test of faith.
他每天做他该做的工作。
He continued to do what he ought to do each day.
这一种要让心能够安静下来，那个力量多大？
How great is the power that can calm our heart?
这个力量不是外在的力量。
This is not an external force.
是祷告以后神所给他的一种平静安稳的力量。
Instead, it is a peaceful force that God gave him after praying.
信心接受考验。
When faith has been tested.
他平静以待。
And then he was peaceful.
我们再看第二节。
Verse 2.
王就对我说：“你既没有病，为什么面带愁容呢？”
And the king said to me, "Why is your face sad, seeing you are not sick?"
这个必是你心中愁烦于是我甚惧怕。
This is nothing but sadness of the heart. Then I was very much afraid.
他祷告以后还有一个开始，四个月以后他开始改变了。
After 4 months, he started to change.
神给他好机会。
God gave him a good opportunity.
他不晓得怎么开口向王来说出他的诉求。
He did not know how to bring the subject up to the king.
但是现在呢，倒是这个王主动来问他了。
However, the king was the one that approached him.
他心里是很平静，但是面上还是有愁容。
His heart was at peace, but on his face was sadness.
你平常是不会这样的。
You are not like this usually.
那你心中一定有你烦恼的事情。
So you must be worried. You must have sadness of the heart.
这是一种很令人兴奋的一个时刻。
This was an exciting time.
但也是紧张的时刻。
But also a time that would cause nervousness.
你怎么愁容呢？如果王不高兴的话，可能拉出去就斩头了。
Because the king was asking him why he was sad, and if the king was not pleased with the answer, he might have been he might have been destroyed.
他祷告四个月以后呢，这个王问他，给他一个提出诉求的一个机会。
After praying for 4 months, the king asked him a question and gave him a chance to talk.
所以不是没有改变。
It wasn't that there was no change.
神的时候是要在四个月以后才到。
God's time was 4 months later.
好像神对亚伯兰说，你的时候是什么？是你已经断了生育的年龄了，那个神的时候才到。
God's time for Abraham was after the time that he was able to give birth. So that was God's time.
所以耐心等候这是信心的考验。
Patiently waiting is a test of faith.
那在当王这么样的问他的时候，就是千载难逢的机会了。
When the king asked him, it was a rare opportunity.
这就是神所赏赐的机会了。
It was a God-given opportunity.
那平常他已经准备好了。
He was already prepared.
看起来好像尼希米要做工。
It seemed like Nehemiah had to do something.
其实这个工是神的工。
But indeed, it was God's work.
是神已经在前面开始来带领了。
God was leading at the front.
只是他眼睛还没有看到。
But he hadn't seen it yet with his eyes.
看起来好像什么事情都没有发生，神已经在前面开始为他开路了。
It seemed like nothing had happened, but God was up the front, opening a way.
那同时也让我们知道。
This allows us to know.
尼希米他没有跑到神的前面去。
That Nehemiah didn't try to stand before God.
他在祷告的时候就等待神的时候。
While he was praying, he was waiting for God's time.
120个日子的考验。
It was a test of 120 days.
一天都不可以少。
And it could not be one day less.
每一天都是在考验。
Each day was a test.
下一个日子比前面这个日子的考验更大。
And the day.After the test, the day after would have been greater than the day before.
因为极限这个耐性会越来越靠近那个极限了。
Because his patience would have been getting closer and closer to his limit.
那现在时间才到。
So the time has now come.
所以他就开口。
He opened his mouth.
紧张也是一个很难得的机会。
He was nervous, but he knew it was a rare opportunity.
他就对王说了。
He said to the king.
愿王万岁。
Let the king live forever.
他先讲，我列祖 坟墓所在的那城荒凉，城门被我焚烧，我岂能面无愁容吗？
He said, Why should not my face be sad when the city, the place of my father's grave, lies in ruins and its gates have been destroyed by fire?
他没有跑到神的前面，其实神已经在前面带领。
He did not try to take God's position. God was at the front leading.
他是非常热切爱神的。
He loved God.
但是他的热切并没有让他跑到神的前面去。
But his zeal didn't make him become in front of God.
我们在服侍主的时候也是需要有这样的一个磨练。
When we are serving God, we have to be trained in this way as well.
大部分的时候我们都想说我们的信徒不够热心。
Oftentimes we think that our believers are not zealous enough.
但是反而有些时候我们怕一些某些特定的信徒啊太过热心。
But instead, we may also feel that some are overzealous.
因为有他的热心啊，有时候是跑到职务的前面，跑到教会的前面，跑到主耶稣的前面去了。
So because of their zeal, they sometimes try to take the authority of the council or of God.
他没有先安静下来祷告。
They do not calm themselves to pray.
他没有跟相关的人来先讨论商量。
They do not discuss with the relevant people.
结果他就跑到前面去了。
So they take the leadership spot.
那对于这个事情来讲，有些时候呢就会坏了事。
But this could be a bad situation.
就等于是他要来代替神在前面来跑了。
Because they are trying to replace God at the front.
这个信心就是放心呐。
Faith means that we have to entrust.
我们看尼希米他的祷告带给他的改变，就是他就放心了。
We can see that Nehemiah was able to be rest assured after praying.
每一天都是在考验。
Each day was a test.
每一天都放心。
And each day he felt at rest.
但是这个放心呢？也会变成有勇气的放胆去求。
And this peace was able to give him the courage to ask.
他现在把问题提出来。
So he raised the issue.
他说：“因为我祖先坟墓所在那个城哈，现在荒凉。”
The city, the place of my father's grave, lies in ruins.
这是一个很有智慧的说法。
This was a very wise way to put it.
因为古代人呐、都会非常尊崇他们的先祖，而且呢。人死为大，会特别的看重这个人埋入坟墓里头，这个事情是重要的。
Because people of the past honored their ancestors and cared about the place where their grave is.
我们这样前后看一看这个尼希米他是很有智慧。
When we look at this passage, we can see that Nehemiah was wise.
我们相信这是他祷告所带来的。
And we believe this is a result of his prayer.
四个月之后呢，神给他机会，神也给他智慧。
After 4 months of praying, God gave him the opportunity and wisdom.
这个机会是神所赏赐的。
The opportunity was God given.
而且机会是给有准备的人的。
And opportunities are given to those who are prepared.
王问他，马上就对答如流，表示他心中一直在惦念这个事情。四个月以来，他一直在计划，但是要等候神的时刻。
The fact that he was able to answer the king so quickly after the king raised the question meant that he had been preparing over the 4 months.
他把握这个机会。
He grasped hold of this opportunity.
他也以智慧来回答。
He answered wisely.
先把我祖先的坟墓把它摆在前面。
He first mentioned his father's graves.
没有人会去破坏这个的。
Nobody would go and destroy these.
那这个坟墓所在的耶路撒冷城荒凉了。
Jerusalem, where his father's graves were, lay in ruins.
那这个城门被火烧了，我的同胞被欺侮。
And the gate had been destroyed so that the people would be attacked.
他避开政治敏感的话题跟诉求。
He avoided raising the issue from a political lens.
他引发一种人道关怀所可能同情的一种允许。
Instead, he tried to arouse humanity, empathetic response.
他所说的也是实在的话。
And what he spoke was truthful.
他避开了政治敏感。
He avoided what was political.
而且他是一种比较属于他个人性的角度来看待这个事情。
And he spoke from a personal view.
我们再看第四节。
Verse 4.
王就问我说，你要求什么？
Then the king said to me, what are you requesting?
或是你要求什么？
What are you requesting?
那于是我默祷天上的神。
So I prayed to the God of heaven.
我们读尼希米记，你可以算算看，从第一章一直到十三章，你可以给他写一个正字，画一画。尼希米他有记载的，他祷告了几次。
As we read through the book of Nehemiah, we can tally up the amount of times Nehemiah prays to God.
他听到消息哀伤，他就祷告。
When he heard of the news and he was sorrowful, he prayed.
禁食祷告。
He fasted and prayed.
祷告四个月。
He prayed for 4 months.
哦，这么长的时间禁食祷告。
He was fasting and praying over these 4 months.
那也有非常短暂的心里的默祷。
He also had brief prayers in his heart.
那既然是问了，那也要赶快回答。
Since he was asked a question, he had to answer quickly.
这都只是在几秒钟之间要发生的事。
This would have happened over a few seconds.
啊，虽然他反应极快，那也可见了他心里已经早做准备。
Even though we can see that his response was quick, we know that he had been prepared.
啊，并且当他要开口来啊，这个提出他的再进一步来提出他的诉求的时候呢，他还向天上的神来默祷。
And when he was about to make his request, he still prayed to God of heaven.
所以祷告可以有形的。啊，虔诚的姿态跪在地上，也可以化于无形的心中跟神连结。
Our prayers can have a physical form of us kneeling down before God, and it can also happen in our hearts.
你看看第一章里面呢、啊，出现两次天上的神。
In chapter one, we can see God of heaven mentioned twice.
啊，在第一章的第四节、第五节。
In chapter one, verse 4 and 5.
他向天上的神来祷告。
He prayed to God of heaven.
啊，第五节。
Verse 5.
他说耶和华天上的神。
And he said, O Lord God of heaven.
那现在第二章第四节说我默祷天上的神。
Chapter 2, verse 4, he prayed to God of heaven.
啊，他一直在强调这位神是在天上的。
He emphasized that God is of heaven.
哦，地上的困难，天上的神都有看到。
Earthly issues have been seen by God of heaven.
他看到地上的困难，但他也没有忘记天上的神。
He saw these earthly problems and he did not forget God of heaven.
他相信天上的神会带领。
He believed God of heaven would lead him.
他一直对着这个天上的神来祷告。
Therefore, he prayed to God of heaven.
表示他平常已准备好了。
This showed that he had been prepared.
神赐给他的智慧呢，他可以抓住这个机会。
With the wisdom that God gave him, he was able to hold on to the opportunity.
神已经开始安排好了。
And God had made the arrangements.
是尼希米要做工，但其实是神的工。
Nehemiah wanted to do something, and it was God's work.
既然是神的工作呢，神已经在前面开路了。
Since it was God's work, God had already opened a way.
啊，所以他的安静，他的智慧，啊，他的勇敢。
So his quietness, wisdom, and bravery.
我们看第五节。
Verse 5.
我对王说：“仆人若在王眼前蒙恩，啊。”王若喜欢，求王差遣我往犹大，到我列祖坟墓所在的那城去，我好重新建造。
And I said to the king, if it pleases the king, and if your servant has found favor in your sight, that you send me to Judah, to the city of my father's graves, that I may rebuild it.
他是用非常和缓、谦卑的态度呢，来向王提出请求。
He made a very humble request to the king.
那么他还一直在强调。我列祖坟墓，列祖的坟墓一直是他强调的。
He continued to emphasize his father's graves.
那一直这个容易为神啊，为这个王啊所认同同情，给他这个机会出回去。
So that the king would have sympathy on him and grant him the opportunity to return.
并且呢，也可以对于那些敌对者呢，可以降低那个敌对的态势。
And it can lower the anonymity that the people had towards God.
他的智慧就是要避开可能会有政治的联想啊，政治的敏锐的敏感的那个联想。
His wisdom made sure that he would avoid any political issues.
好，为什么我不会这么说
？Why do I say that？
因为哈，在第二章以后，我们就会看到敌人用这个作为罪名罪状要控诉尼希米。
From chapter 2 onwards, we can see that the enemies used this to attack Nehemiah.
当时候是波斯帝国统治地中海沿岸的国家。
The Persian Empire was in charge of all of the land around the Mediterranean Sea.
这个以色列国，以色列地就是波斯帝国的殖民地。
So the land of Israel was under the control of the Persian Empire.
那尼希米后来他回到犹大省去，他是当省长，要称省长，不能称王。称王啊，头要断掉。
Later, when Nehemiah returned back to the land of Judah, he was a governor. He was not the king.
那这个城墙是为了保护啊。
They needed the wall for protection.
但城墙同时也可以成为一个军事侵略、政治统治的一个阻碍啊。你的城墙 坏掉了，我们这个军队啊，我们要统治很容易啊。
But at the same time, the wall was able to be a barrier against other people attacking them.
啊，但是他避开这个话题。
But he avoided this topic.
他不要有这份的引导。
He didn't want to direct the thinking in this way.
这是他的智慧。
This was his wisdom.
我们再看第六节。
Verse 6。
这个第六节特别写。那时王后坐在王的旁边。
Verse 6 mentions that the queen was sitting beside him, the king.
为什么特别要把王后坐在王的旁边这件事情啊，把它这个周边的场景把它描述出来呢？
Why is it that the queen sitting beside the king was described here?
如果王后坐在王的旁边，这也是很自然的事情啊。
It would have been natural for the queen to be sitting beside the king.
也无需大书特书嘛。
It's nothing out of the ordinary.
这个资料看起来没什么意义嘛。
It doesn't seem like it has any meaning.
那为什么要交代说王后坐在王的旁边呢？
Any significance? So why was it described that the queen was sitting beside the king?
啊，因为这个在王旁边的很多人都会跟王做一些建议。
Because the people seated beside the king would have given many suggestions to him.
如果尼西米单独跟王来谈，这是两个人的事情。但是如果王的旁边还有一些人，而且那些人是对王来讲有亲密关系、有影响力的，那可能这个事情就不是那么单纯。
So the issue may not have been so simple if there were other people who would influence the king, as Nehemiah was talking to the king.
啊，王后的想法可能会左右王的意思。
What the queen thought may have influenced what the king decided.
这个很有影响力的人啊，只要稍稍的提一个小意见，啊，只要稍稍的吹一口气，对一些被影响的人讲，他可能是吹了一阵很强的风。
A small comment from someone of this influential position would have been a great, would have had a great effect, could have had a great effect on the king.
那我们再看下去的时候，就发现。感谢神，因为王并没有被王后左右。
As we continue to read, we can thank God because the king was not influenced by the queen.
啊，那王就说了。
The king replied.
你要去多少日子
？How many days will you go？
几时回来
？And when will you return？
那这个尼西米他就定了日期。
Nehemiah gave a date.
那于是王就喜欢，就喜欢差遣我去了。
This pleased the king, and the king sent him.
啊，那这些哈，给我们很多的想象。
We can imagine.
他平常就是有在做准备。
That he had been prepared.
王问，默祷几秒钟吧，可能很短暂，马上就回答。然后多久的时间，他一口就可以把他回答。
When the king asked the question, he was able to give a silent prayer and reply. And when the king asked how long, he was also able to reply.
这里没有提说他要回去多久。
It doesn't mention here how long he planned to go there for.
但是这个日子是他需要的，这个时间是他需要，也是王可以允许的。
However, this amount of time was time he needed and time that the king would allow.
如果回去的时间太短，没做不了什么工作；如果太长，王可能会想就拒绝，不要去回去那么长。
If he did not go for long, he would not be able to complete the work. And if he went too long, the king may not have allowed it.
因为他要管理王每天喝酒的事啊。
Because he was the cupbearer to the king.
这是王所倚重信任的人啊。
This was someone trusted by the king.
哎，所以到底讲了多久不知道。
We are not sure. It is not sure how long he said.
但是这样的一个时间呢，这样的一个长度啊，是他所需要的，可以把一些事情做好，也是王可以答应的。
But the time that he said was both enough for him to complete his work and acceptable to the king.
尼西米不是只有会悲伤。
Nehemiah did not only know how to mourn.
那是爱的真情流露。
That was a sign of his love.
但是他就祷告。
He prayed.
他就安静。
And he quieted himself.
经过时间考验。
Through the test of time.
他有智慧。
He gained wisdom.
他把握机会。
He held the opportunity.
他不但是在信心中有放心，在放心中他可以放胆去求，他大胆的求。
Not only did he have peace in his faith, he was able to courageously ask.
这个是在祷告四个月都没有什么动静之后开始改变。
This is a change that happened after nothing happened for 4 months as he prayed.
不一定每个人都要祷告四个月神才要垂听。
Not everybody needs to pray for 4 months for God to listen.
但如果你觉得好像耐不住了，可能是神的时间已经快到。
But if you are feeling that you are not able to hold on any longer, you may think that God's time is coming soon.
经非常靠近尼希米的四个月。
You are coming soon to Nehemiah's 4 months.
那这个时候我们心里要准备。
And at this time, we need to prepare ourselves.
因为他要向神求机会嘛。
Because he asked for opportunities from God.
他是要立志要回去的。
He resolved to return.
这是他的目标。
This was his goal.
那神怎么带领呢？
How did God lead him?
一定要在四个月以后才这个时间才到。
God's time was 4 months later.
但是一到，机会就是给准备好的人。
As soon as the time came, the opportunity was for those who were prepared.
然后他就有智慧来回答。
He answered wisely.
所以这个王不是勉强来答应。
God, the king did not feel forced when he was agreeing.
这个王就非常的欢喜。
The king was joyful.
那这是一个非常奇妙的一件事啊。
This was a very wonderful situation.
因为这个城门哈的。这个城墙建好，城门很稳固。这个对王来讲啊，间接的就是让统治者呢，啊，有更加不方便的来统治这个城。
Because when the wall and the gate were rebuilt, it would have been harder for him as a ruler to rule this place.
通常啊，一般来讲啊，会不太喜欢这样做的。
Usually he would not be pleased about this.
因为这会影响到王的权益。
Because this would affect the authority, the power of the king.
影响到这个帝国的好处。
And it would affect the benefits that would bring his nation.
但是王的心在神的手中，神把他改变了。
But the heart of the king was in God's hand, and God changed him.
所以这个抗点呢、啊，就变成是优点了，变成是喜欢差遣他去。
So from this we can see that he was happy to send him off.
那这个当时同时也可以让我们知道。
At the same time, we know.
尼希米他平时的表现一定是赢得王的信任。
That Nehemiah must have acted in a way that gained the trust of the king.
王对他极其信任。
The king trusted him.
所以他说多少时间，王就定了。
So the king agreed with the amount of time that Nehemiah said.
他平常应该是为神发光，所以可以从这个地方让王来肯定他。
Nehemiah must have shone for God, and that is why the king acknowledged him.
我们再看第七节。
Let us now read verse 7.
他提出的要求还不止如此啊。
And that was not all the request that he made.
如果我们这样一直读下去，我们会发现说这个尼希米啊，你这个胃口好像很大，哇，你这个勇气好像很强啊。
As we continue to read, we will realize that it seems like Nehemiah has a great appetite and had great courage.
不但是要求王允许他回去。
He didn't only ask the king to allow him to return.
而且呢，很大胆的，连日期都是你定的。
He also bravely set the date.
那还有什么要求啊？
What else did he request? Verse 7.
我又对王说啊。
And I said to the king.
喜欢啊。
If it pleases the king.
啊，求王赐我诏书。
Let letters be given to me.
哦，通知大河西的省长。
To the governors of the province beyond the river.
啊，允许我经过。
That they may let me pass through.
直到犹大。
Until I come to Judah.
啊，因为他们要回来的时候呢，从苏珊城啊，从波斯帝国的所在地，就是今天的两河流域啊，这个伊拉克的这个境内。
Because upon their return, they will have to pass through the place between the two rivers, which is Iraq nowadays.
啊，那其中有一条伯拉大河。
And there was the river Euphrates.
啊，那个部分的那个省长啊，就是河西的省长，你要回来的话，要经过那个地方。
They would have to go past the governor beyond the river.
这是一种大胆的祈求，也是很有智慧的祈求。
This was a wise and a very bold request.
有王的诏书，他有正式的通行证。
If he had the pass from the king, then he will be able to pass through.
他这个这一趟的这个行程啊，包括他所带的东西，都是王所允许的。
All of his entire journey, including everything he brought with him, was given by the king.
而且可以成为一个安全的保障。
And it gave him an assurance.
第八节。
Verse 8。
啊，这个诏书还不是只有这样吗？
That wasn't all that the letter had.
又赐诏书通知管理王园林的亚萨，使他给我木料做属殿营楼之门的横梁和城墙，与我自己房屋使用的，王就允准我，因我神施恩的手帮助我。
And a letter to Asaph, the keeper of the king's forest, that he may give me timber to make beams for the gates of the fortress of the temple and for the wall of the city.
底下他所求的还要有一些 建筑用的材料。
He asked for some materials for building.
你看看他一下子可以把这些材料的这个物品的这个单子哈，开单子马上就写出来。And 他平常就有在想。
In the short amount of time, he was able to obtain a letter for all of these building materials. It must mean that he had been thinking about this already.
所以神就为他来成全。
And God granted him this.
他的行动有他的正当性，也可以获得保障。
And so he could act in an assured way.
想不到不是只有允许他个人可以回去。
And it wasn't just him who was allowed to go back.
还附带着有很多他需要的东西。
He was able to go back with all of these materials he needed.
就好像是王的钦差大人如此般的这个尊荣的对待。
And he was treated in such an honorable way.
所以看第九节哈。
Verse 9.
王就派了军长和马兵护送我。
The king sent him with officers of the army and horsemen.
那他的诏书就可以使他畅通无阻。
His letters allowed him to go on this journey smoothly.
那可见啊，尼希米他知道说建造城墙、城门需要的哪些材料。
Nehemiah appeared to know what materials was needed to rebuild the wall and the gates.
他就想，祷告四个月以后，神给我机会呢，他就毫无考虑的、壮胆的就把该需要的东西就一次把它提出。
After 4 months of praying, he was able to boldly state all of the materials he needed to the king.
这是一个标准的、很有领导力的一个属灵领袖。
This was a spiritual leader.
那么他不但是有智慧、聪明来计划、策划这些整个过程需要的东西。
Not only did he wisely plan out everything that they needed throughout the process.
第八节底下有一句话，我们听了、我们看了会很感动。
There's a part of verse 8 that will move us.
他所需要的东西呢，基本上是为了建造城门以及修筑城墙需要。
The things he needed was for the wall and the gate.
但是还有一个。
He also said.
他自己房屋要使用的东西。
And for the house that I shall occupy.
那这意味着什么呢？
What does this mean?
他在耶路撒冷他的故乡，他没有资产，没有祖宗留多少产业给他。
He had no inheritance in his homeland of Jerusalem.
然后呢，他现在回去。
He is returning now,
从零开始。
Starting from nothing.
他没有说，在故乡有三栋别墅，有两栋的大楼在出租，那就好过得了。
So it is not as if he had 3 mansions and 2 apartment buildings waiting for him there.
那他在波斯。荣华富贵在王的身边是大红人。
He had a glorious position in the Persian Empire beside the king.
那这个落差多大？
This was such a great difference.
他没有把自己的利益摆在前面。
He didn't place his own benefits at the front.
他先想，我的国家怎么样了？我的教会怎么样了？
He first thought about his country, my church.
有一个年轻人。
There was a young person.
很多人都到了比较好发展的地区去。
Many people go to more developed places.
他的父母说：“那你是不是要准备去那个地方？”
And their parents asked them whether they were planning to go there too.
他说：“我们的教会人数越来越少。”
They replied saying that the numbers of our church is decreasing.
青年一个一个的离开这个地方。
The youth are leaving here.
我不离开。
But I will not leave.
因为教会需要我。
Because the church needs me.
我在这里也可以找到工作。
And I can find work here to do.
虽然收入没有那么高。
Even though the income is not as high,
但是教会需要我,
but the church needs me.
我要留下来,
so I will stay.
如果这是我们的孩子,
if this were our children,
我们听了会很感动,
we would be moved.
当然每一个时期工作就业的机会都不一定方便,
so the opportunities for work changes with time.
我们以这个国内来讲, 中国大陆的国内来讲,
if we talk about mainland China,
那这几年啊, 出到国外来的慢慢少一点。
In the past few years, the number of immigrants leaving has decreased.
大概之前的30年，一直到疫情之前有大量的国内的红领一直往外。
From about 30 years ago until a few years ago when the pandemic hit, there were many people who moved.
那现在在国内呢，也发展的也还算不错。
But the situation is developing well in China.
所以出来的人就比较少。
So the people who are moving out has decreased.
那以现在来看，
when we talk about nowadays,
如果说我们工作的机会这里也是有的，
if there are opportunities for us to work here.
啊，的确，我们的教会是需要我的时候，我留下来。
If indeed the church needs us, then we remain here.
如果我们为神着想，我们为教会着想，耶稣也一定会为我们设想。
If we think about God and His church, then God will think of us.
那现在尼希米他回国是要当带领者。
Nehemiah returned as a leader.
所以一个带领者他不为自己的利益在着想。
The leader was not thinking about his own benefits.
我们求教会的益处都来不及了，我们不会去求自己的益处。
If we do not even have enough time and energy to think about the benefits for the church, then we will not be so focused on our own benefits.
我们所用的东西，我们尽量要奉献给教会了，我们也不会跟教会计较。
If we try and donate the things, our own things to the church, then we will not be so calculative.
所以他可以，他的动机非常的单纯，他就不怕被攻击。
He had a pure motive, and he did not worry about being attacked.
哦，所以他说，我回去以后，我要建房屋，我都无处可容身呐、啊，求王也给我建筑的材料，好让我为自己的盖一个房子。
That is why he was able to mention that he needed materials to build a house for him to occupy.
他回去他的国家，他要从零开始。
When he returned to the homeland, he had to start from nothing.
中年失业，重新再找工作，很不容易啊。
It is not easy to find a new job when you lose your job in your middle ages.
要放掉波斯国的高官厚禄，回到贫困的地区，残败一片的残败的瓦片，他重新开始不容易啊。
It was not easy for him to leave his position in the Persian Empire and go into a city of ruins and start from nothing.
那是什么可以使他撑得过？谁可以使他超越呢？
But what allowed him to persist and surpass?
那一颗在内在里头非常炙热的爱主、爱神、爱国、爱民的那个心啊。
The zealous love he had for his people and his country and his God.
尼希米有这样的心，我们应该跟他也一样会有这样的心。
Nehemiah had such a heart, and we ought to have such a heart as well.
所以我们今天每一个弟兄姐妹，我们大家立志来学习尼希米。
So, brothers and sisters, as we resolve to learn about Nehemiah,
现在教会需要像尼希米这样有使命、有担当、啊、愿意牺牲奉献的人出来。
The church needs brothers and sisters who have a sense of mission and are willing to sacrifice for the church.
我们有很多的长辈给我们留下的好榜样。
We have many good examples left for us.
我们年轻一辈的也要效法。
And the younger generation need to learn.
啊，主耶稣在这个地方也兴起很多像尼希米的这样的工人来建造我们的会堂。
Lord Jesus has raised many workers who are like Nehemiah to build up this church.
如今就是第二代的尼希米要出来了。
Now the second generation of Nehemiahs need to arise.
我们希望在座的所有的年轻人都能够像尼希米一样。
We hope that each young person sitting here can be like Nehemiah.
把教会的好处、教会的需要摆在第一位。
Let us place the needs of the church as the most important thing.
如果我们处处为教会着想，主耶稣一定在每一件事情上面来赐福给我们。
If we think about the needs of the church, then Lord Jesus will surely bless us.
神不会亏待人，都是我们在亏待神。
God will not mistreat us. It is us who wrong God.
啊，主耶稣一定会帮助带领的。
Lord Jesus will definitely help and lead.
我们再往下再看一下。
Let's continue to look.
第九节就说了，那王就派军长和马兵护送他。
Verse 9, it talks about how the king sent him with officers of the army and horsemen.
第十节。
Verse 10.
哎，敌人出现了。
The enemies appear.
你看，何伦人参巴拉。
Sanballat the Horonite.
哎呦。做仆人的，做波斯王仆人的这个亚门人多比亚
，and Tobiah the Ammonite servant。
就讲两个人
，two people。
这个地方讲两个人啊
，two people are mentioned。
你看十九节
，verse 19。
何伦人参巴拉为奴的亚门人多比亚和亚拉伯人基善
，Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the Ammonite servant as well as Geshem the Arab。
那你就会发现说，前面讲两个敌人，现在后面讲三个敌人。
First, there are two enemies mentioned. Later, there are three.
哦，所以敌人一个一个在增加。
We can see that the enemies were increasing.
那他现在这些敌人出现了。
Now the enemies have appeared.
哦，听见说有人要为以色列人求好处，就甚恼怒。
They were angry because they heard that somebody was seeking out the good of the people, the welfare of the people of Israel.
那么接着的迫害的一连串的行动就从恼怒开始。
Then they were, after this, they started to cause destruction.
那现在我们要稍微来介绍一下这个参巴拉。
Now we have to introduce Sanballat.
他是何伦人。
He was a Horonite.
啊，如果我们看那个约书亚记里面啊，五章六章那个地方有一些地名哈、啊，我们可以发现说，这个何伦的地区呢，其实就是啊，在那个阿挪平原附近。
If we look at Joshua chapter 5 and chapter 6, we know that Horan was near the plain of Ono.
哦，所以也是后来敌人要诱使他去到那个地方，要诱杀他的那个。
It is also the plain when, where Nehemiah was later enticed to so that he could be killed.
好，那我们现在就是现在讲这一点就好。
We will talk about this now.
还没有动手，开始做工，敌人就先出现。
Before he had acted, he had done any work, the enemies had appeared.
前面四个月的祷告，后来一直都很顺利回来。
He prayed for 4 months and then was able to smoothly return.
回到耶路撒冷。
He returned to Jerusalem.
一砖一瓦都还没有开动。
Before he was able to do anything,
敌人就出现了。
The enemies appeared.
我们看到哦，敌人永远都比我们更早的超前部署。
We can see that the enemy is also is always ahead.
所以我们在教会里面，我们真的要有神给我们的智慧啊，现在防备啊很多敌人的超前部署。
In the church, we must have wisdom so that we can defend against the attacks of the enemy.
他们听到一点点风声，就马上有行动。
They heard about the news and they acted immediately.
啊，有时候我们的信徒哈、啊，听到我们的负责人一直在呼吁，还是不为所动。有时候是这样的。
Sometimes our believers hear the warnings of our council members but do nothing.
敌人把他们破坏的动作呢，当成是一件事情很重要的看待。有些时候我们对圣工的推动，好像有一点无力感。
While the enemies saw that they were trying to do something, they were very defensive. But when we see issues, it seems like we have no strength to do anything.
好，那我们继续看下去好了。
Let's continue reading.
十一节说说到了耶路撒冷住三天。
Verse 11, he went to Jerusalem and was there for 3 days.
那十二节以后。
From verse 12 onwards.
他开始对这个城呢，再巡逻一次，啊，做一个记录。
He made a round of the city and made some records.
所以他夜间起来。
He arose at night.
他利用夜间的时间。
He used nighttime.
啊，因为这个行动要秘密的进行。
Because he had to be secretive.
啊，敌人只听到说有人回来要为以色列做一些事情，就恼怒了。那如果大摇大摆的在白天呢、啊、行动的话，那个阻挡一定会更厉害。
The enemies were already displeased when they merely heard about people coming to seek the welfare of the people of Israel. If he had acted in the daylight, they would have been more displeased.
敌人已经开始准备，但是我们连一点头绪都没有。
The enemies had already made their preparations, but they had made no progress.
所以现在一定要低调，一定要秘密的来进行勘察的这件事情。
They had to act in a low-key way, in a secretive way.
那为了安全起见呢，他不敢单独一个人。
Because of safety concerns, he could not go alone.
啊，我们在为主耶稣做工的时候，我们不要有一种过度的孤独感，不要排斥，然后要变成一个独行侠，这很危险。
When we work for God, let us not feel we need to be a lone wolf.
啊，不能够与众啊来同心啊，走孤独的道路啊，一个人单打独斗，这个很容易啊，就衰败了，疲倦了。
We should not try to fight alone because we would easily become tired and fall.
尤其夜间单独行动很危险。
It would be especially dangerous to work in the night alone.
敌人已经开始恼怒了。
The enemies were displeased.
他是一个带领者。
He was the leader.
他自身的安全要考虑。
He had to consider his own safety.
所以他非常的清楚，他很有智慧的来应对。
He was very clear about the situation and he was able to deal with it wisely.
那么他就说了，神使我心里要为耶路撒冷做什么事，我并没有告诉人。
He said, and I told no one what God had put in my heart to do for Jerusalem.
他一直标示出来，这个工作是神感动我来做的。
He continued to label this work as God's work, which God had moved him to do.
从那个祷告开始的。
From the prayer.
哦，我们再往下看哈。
Let's continue reading.
啊，除了我骑的牲口以外，也没有别的牲口啊，和啊在我那里。
There was no animal with me but the one on which I rode.
他因为他要爬山爬低的啊，爬到山谷走山谷，这个牲口应该是驴子。
Because he had to go up and down into the valley, he was probably riding a donkey.
哦，你看看呢、啊，他刻意的没有把这个到底是马还是驴子写出来，不会是马，马是为打仗的日子预备的。
he did not say whether it was a horse or donkey, but it was not a horse because horses are used for battle.
那个驴子呢？它的这个爬坡力、载重力呢会比较强。
While the donkey was able to go up slopes and carry heavier weight.
好，十三节啊。
Verse 13.
当夜他就出了谷门。
That night, I went out by night, by the valley gate.
我们有给我们的这个地图啊，有这张讲义，有一个地图，我们回去可以对照。
A map has been handed out, so you can go home and have a look.
这是尼希米时代的这个耶路撒冷城墙的范围啊，这个跟后来的耶路撒冷城的范围差很多。
This is the perimeter of the walls of Jerusalem at that time, and it is very different to the walls later of Jerusalem.
那个谷门呢，就是在中间地带的左边。
The valley gate is in the central region on the left.
好，你看看呢、啊，他出了谷门往野狗井去。
After he left this valley gate, he went to the Dragon Spring.
然后底下有一个粪场门。
And below that was the dung gate.
最底下的尖尖的地方有个粪场门。
That is at the very bottom, the dung gate.
查看耶路撒冷的城墙。
He inspected the walls of Jerusalem.
看这个城墙被拆毁，城门被火焚烧，要看看那个程度。
He had to see to what extent the walls were broken down and the gate was destroyed by fire.
然后再折返往北去，就到了全门和王池。
Then he went north and went to the fountain gate into the king's pool.
但是到了这一个地带呢，所骑的牲口没地方过去。
But when he reached this place, there was no room for the animal that was under him.
就是那个城墙倒塌的情形非常的严重呢，砖瓦掉下来都已经阻挡这个牲口的去路了。
This meant that the wall had fallen down so much to the extent that the animal was not able to pass.
15节。
Verse 15.
夜间沿溪而上查看城墙。
Then I went up in the night by the valley and inspected the wall.
到最北又折返又从谷门回来。
He went to the far north and then he went back to the valley gate.
就绕了一圈。
He went around.
那我往哪里去？我做什么事？官长都不知道。
So the officials did not know where he had gone and what he was doing.
只要属于个人性的行动。
This was an independent action.
那这些是官长不需要随从的。
This was something that the officials did not need to know.
也不一定有什么帮助的。
Because it would not have been beneficial.
那这件事情既然要低调进行，人越多的话呢，就越容易暴露。
Since it had to be done in secret, the more people that were there, the more likely the issue would have been revealed.
也没有告诉一般的犹大的平民。
So he also did not tell the Jews.
连那个神职系统的带领者、祭司啦、一些贵族啦、官长啊，其他的人也都没有说。
Nor the other leaders, the priests, the nobles, the officials.
所以这个是做事的时间，是要勘察这个地形的时间，不是说话的时间。
This was time for him to inspect rather than work.
这一切都在掌握当中。
And he had this under control.
所以你看这个带领者啊，非常有智慧。
This leader was wise.
他该做的，他就把他先前该做的工作、准备的工作都做好了。
He had prepared everything he had to do.
他应该是画一张地图。
He probably drew a map.
而且他必须要丈量过。
And he would have had to measure.
因为第三章就要开始分配啊，你这个家族从哪里到哪里，那个段的距离。你要怎么分配，一定要事先规划出来。
Because from chapter 3 onwards, each family was allocated a portion of the wall to rebuild, and to know the measurements meant he would have done the measuring.
但是这个带领者不是一直一个人单独行动，一意孤行，不是这样的。
This leader did not act alone all the time.
因为那个勘察的工作就是以他为主。
But for the inspection work, he was in the lead.
那17节以后。
Verse 17.
开始说话了。
He started to speak.
是说话的时候了。
It was time for talking.
以后我对他们说啊，本来没有对他们这些人说，以后我就对他们说。
So he said to them.
我们所遭的难，耶路撒冷怎样荒凉，城门被火焚烧，你们都听见了。先把问题讲出来。
You see the trouble we are in, how Jerusalem lies in ruins and its gates burn. He mentioned the problem.
难处在哪里？
He mentioned their difficulty.
现在要一起行动，到底要做什么？
So now that they are to act together, what were they going to do?
目标都很清楚啊。
The goal was clear.
所以带领者他计划好以后呢，很具体的来对这些所有的同胞啊百姓啊来做沟通，所以他这次开始了沟通。
After the leader had made the plan, he clearly communicated to the people what had to be done.
那他就先把标题标示出来了，我们的主题是什么，我们的工作内容现在的困难是什么，都很具体的讲。
He described their issue and their scope of work.
那么再来有一个精神的呼吁。
Now he was talking about their attitude.
来吧，我们重建耶路撒冷的城墙。
Come, let us build the wall of Jerusalem.
哦，这种很感性的呼吁啊，用他的爱心来呼吁。
He drew on their emotions and he spoke out of love.
你看看，他都说我们。
He said us.
他从外面回来。
He is coming back from outside.
很快就改口说我们。
But he said us.
他没有站在一个波斯王朝的大臣的高居一个很高的位置上，对这些平凡百姓说：“你们要做什么？”不是这样说。
He didn't stand in a lofty position as a Persian governor and say, as a Persian official, and say, "You should do this."
这是神的工作，是大家的工作，也是我的工作。
This is God's work. It is everyone's work, and it is my work.
啊，我虽然是回来带领，作为一个带领者，我还是当一个省长，但不能置身于外。
Even though I am coming back here, as a leader, I cannot be apart from this.
目标非常清楚，让每一个人都知道。
The goal was clear. He made it known to everyone.
我们要共同承担，共同面对。
We have to bear and face this together.
你看这些话一定很有感召力。
It would have moved the people.
因为他都自己这么做了。
Because he acted as well.
好，看十八节。
Verse 18.
我告诉他们，我神施恩的手怎样帮助我，并王对我说的话，他们就说：“我们起来建造吧。”于是他们奋勇做这善工。你看看啊，他也做见证。
We can see that he testified.
这是他个人的经历。
This was his personal experience.
在波斯王宫发生的事情。
Whatever happened in the Persian king's palace.
他如果能够很顺利的回来，他现在见证神的恩典、神的大能。
He testified of God's grace and His power that he was able to safely return.
因为现在在耶路撒冷的这些百姓呢，跟尼希米没有在同一个高度上。
The people of Jerusalem at that time were not in the same position as Nehemiah.
尼希米已经率先了经历过这些百姓所没有经历的。
Nehemiah had already experienced what the people had not.
因为这件事情开始是从他一个人开始的。
Because all of this started because of this one person.
是从一个来自于耶路撒冷的一则坏消息开始的。
From a bad news that was obtained in Jerusalem.
然后四个月的祷告，神怎么开路
？How God opened a way after 4 months of praying.
跟王的对话。
The conversation with the king.
神怎么样感动这个王
？How God moved the king.
让我能够很平顺的回来。
So that I can come back smoothly.
这个见证神的恩典啊。
He was testifying of God's grace.
这不是我尼希米的工作啊。
It was not the work of Nehemiah.
那这些百姓受感动了，就说我们起来建造。
The people were moved and they said, "Let us rise up and build."
那就跟尼希米的心是一样的。
They were united in heart with Nehemiah.
奋勇做这善工。
And they were strengthened and they did this good work.
你看每一次到达一种高度，圣功上的高度的时候，敌人就出来。
Whenever
这尼希米记很有趣啊，大家欢天喜地的时候，敌人就悄悄地在旁边出现了。
They were at a high point in their divine work, and we can see that throughout Nehemiah, whenever this happens, the enemy will come.
哦，他很高兴的，很顺利回来，敌人就出现了，恼怒。
He happily came back, and then the enemy came out displeased.
那现在呢？已经计划好了，大家同心合意的要来开始动工了。
Now the plan has been made, and everybody was united to do the work.
结果敌人比以前更多。
And now the enemy has increased in number.
我们在圣工上好像有一点发展的时候，更大的阻挡就出现。
Whenever progress seems to be made, in divine work, there will become a obstacle.
前面是讲两列的敌人。
Before two enemies were mentioned.
现在就提到三种。
And now three.
你看，参巴拉出来了。
We have Sanballat.
敌人一直没有离开，还多了一些人进来。
And so the original enemies did not leave, and now we have new ones.
你看，多比亚。
Tobiah.
还多了一个亚拉伯人。
And Geshem the Arab.
这个荷伦人参巴拉。
Sanballat the Horonite.
哦，还有亚门人多比亚。
And Tobiah the Ammonite.
这个亚拉伯人，这个就是这个以实玛利的后裔呀。
As well as the Arab who was the descendant of Ishmael.
那之前只是恼怒。
Before they were displeased.
现在敌人增加了，而且他们的手段更加的这个积极。
Now their enemies have increased and they were more violent.
耻笑。
They jeered at them.
藐视。
Despised them.
哦，还挂一个罪名，要背叛王啊。
And they talked about how they were rebelling against the king.
一个一个的控诉，一个一个的这样的一个手段。 越来越严厉啊。
They had more and more complaints.
哦，你看看那个耻笑跟藐视是要败坏他们的心智。
They were jeering and despising them so that they would destroy their heart.
让他们心寒软弱，然后就放弃。
So that they would be weakened and give up.
现在更用一个背叛王啊，哦，这样一个罪名要挂在他们头上。
Now they are saying that they are rebels against the king.
哦，那怎么应对呢？
How did they defend against this?
这个带领者啊，随时准备好。
The leader was prepared.
啊，都有应对的啊，这个方法。
He was prepared.
我回答他们说。
And I replied to them.
天上的神。
The God of heaven.
你看，第四次出现天上的神。
This is the fourth occurrence of the God of heaven.
所以他在地上工作，地上的困难。他一直都想到天上的神，天上的神一定会帮助我，一定会带领我。
As he was working on the earth, he remembered God in heaven and knew that God in heaven would help him.
这位天上的王虽然我们一直没有看到，可是他一直在前头带领。
Even though we do not see God in heaven, we know that he is at the front leading.
他很有信心说必使我们亨通。
He had faith that he would make that God will make them prosper.
那他以作为神的仆人为一种尊荣。
He found honored to be a servant of God.
那反过来拒绝这些敌人。
He turned around and replied to them.
你们却在耶路撒冷啊，无份、无权、无纪念。
You have no portion or right or claim in Jerusalem.
啊，那为什么会这么说呢
？Why did he say this?
啊，因为哈、啊，这个荷伦人参巴拉。
Because Sanballat the Horonite.
啊，这是在北以色列这边的这个敌，这是来自比较北方的敌人。
He was an enemy from the north.
就是撒玛利亚省的省长。
And he was a governor of the province of Samaria.
那这个参巴拉他就是以色列人跟外族人通婚生的，他的血统不纯正。
Sanballat was a descendant of an intermarriage between a Jew and a Gentile, so his bloodline was impure.
他想要来搭一脚吗？现在被拒绝，你是一个血统不纯正的，无份于我们这个耶路撒冷。
That is why he had no portion or right or claim in Jerusalem.
那这个亚门人呢、啊，是在东边的，来自东边约旦河东边的。
The Ammonite came from east of the River Jordan.
啊，这个是那个罗德的后裔。
They are the descendants of Lot.
罗德跟他的小女儿啊，在山洞里面乱伦所生的亚门人。
He is the descendant of Lot and his daughter committing adultery.
他们过了时代也不能够进入耶和华的会啊。
They also could not enter into the assembly of the Lord.
这是从东边来的。
They were from the east. Tobiah.
亚拉伯人是在南边的。
And the Arabs came from the south.
好了，那么到了第四章的第七节又多了一个亚斯图。
From chapter 4, verse 7 onwards, there is another one.Called the Ashdodites.
这是腓力士人。
They are Philistines.
就是来自这个地中海旁边的，这是西边的。
They were from the west near the Mediterranean Sea.
所以他们的敌人是东西南北都把他们包围起来。
The enemy surrounded them from all four sides.
好，那现在我们做最后的一个结论哦。
Now let's make a conclusion.
哦，我们看这个尼希米啊，在二章第一章不要讲了，二章第四节。
When we see Nehemiah in chapter 2, verse 4,
王在跟他对话的时候，他默祷。
When the king was talking to him, he prayed.
那第八节。
Verse 8.
哦，他说：“因我神施恩的手帮助我。”
He said, "For the good hand of my God was upon me."
一直在跟神祷告，一直都认为这是神帮助他的。
He continually prayed to God and acknowledged that it was God helping him.
十二节。
Verse 12.
神在他心里动工，感动他做工。
God put into his heart to do this work.
十八节。
18.
啊，我告诉他们，这是神施恩的手来帮助我，所以百姓呢，从他的见证得到激励。
And I told them of the hand of my God that had been upon me for God. The people were moved by this.
二十节。
Verse 20.
啊，天上的神必帮助我们。
The God of heaven will make us prosper.
他在王面前祷告。
He prayed before the king.
他对王说。
He said to the king.
啊，神帮助我。
God helped me.
他对敌人说，神会帮助我。
To the enemies, he also said that God helped him.
他对同胞说，神的帮助。
To his people, he mentioned the help of God.
他随时随地祷告，他随时随地在见证神的恩典。
He prayed wherever he went, and he testified of God's grace.
啊，看起来好像是王特别恩待他。
It seems like the king had treated him especially well.
你看那个第八节,
Verse 8.
神就允准我, 因我神施恩的手帮助我, 他不是说, 他没有把所有的恩惠都归咎于啊, 这个王给他施恩的, 他反而说这是神施恩的。
He did not give thanks to the king for granting him these requests. Instead, he said it was God who granted it.
是的, 教会圣工如果有很多很热心的来帮助来做工, 我们不要把荣耀归给那些人, 要归给神。
So indeed, when there are zealous people in the church who are willing to do God's work, let us not give the glory to them. Instead, the glory is God's.
一个领导者站在问题的前面, 他看得很多, 承担一切, 他祷告, 一直祷告神。
When a leader is standing at the front of an issue and they see a lot, they think about it a lot and pray to God.
感谢主,
we will end our sharing here.
我们再唱诗442首。
Let us sing hymn 442.